KFYO 809 with Tom Collins, Laura Mack on Tuesday. In the house, we got Carl Tepperese, chairman of the Repub Party here in Lubbock County. Welcome to the program.
Hey, great to be here.
We have a protest going on now. I'm personally protesting the I protest.
It's awesome.
A lot of protesting going on.
Fight the man.
I want to beat a man.
Absolutely.
No, I don't understand why we're having a protest on Avenue K between 9th and 10th Street.
It's next to the – I figure Kenny's doing it because it's next to the DPS office over there.
Oh.
So his folks can just, walk over and give him a hard time.
Okay, I thought maybe it'd be like 13th.
Well, no, I don't know that they're going to give him a hard time. They're going over to see how hard it is to – take care of business.
I'll tell you right now, if you have to wait in line at the DPS, it's hard.
Yeah.
I get it.
That is true.
Absolutely. They have a fight right there. I mean, they're going to make a point right away.
Well, I think one of the statements that Mr. Kettner made in the paper as far as, they're wanting, to have people prepared for the election and they want everybody to have a voter ID card is an accurate statement. I want people to be prepared for the election. I want people to be prepared. I want every registered voter to vote.
It's awesome. I wish we were invited. We weren't. So are we invited just by being in the paper?
Well,
invited to what?
To the rally.
Of course.
We're for voter rights.
Of course.
I think it's awesome.
Let me give you my perspective about this whole thing. I think the voter ID laws are excellent for this reason. It protects the integrity of my vote, my individual vote. In other words, you're not going to have a bunch of dead people voting. Okay? Now, case in point, my father passed away in March on St. Patrick's Day. Okay? 1:05 in the afternoon. Let me tell you something. I go through my mom's mail and help her out, right? We're still getting credit card applications.
Mm-hmm.
We're still getting all these,
Yeah, you will for a while.
Oh, indeed. But what I'm saying is it's bigger than carrying a card, and it's bigger than being a registered voter. What this is, by registering people, what that lets us do is manage the database of people that are registering.
Yeah, well, what you're going to hear is that there haven't been a lot of instances of voter fraud, or it's been very lightly tracked, but the fact of the matter is we don't know because we don't have voter ID. And the instances of mass voter fraud, or maybe mass is too strong of a word, but having a lot of voter fraud has been basically the Democratic primary of where we've heard the most instances, particularly along the Texas Valley. So in a strange way, we're actually helping the Democratic Party keep honesty and integrity in their election process. And, we have dead people voting. That's been the problem. You can get those voter ID cards anywhere. You can print them up if you get the right stock paper and the right color. And this way, if you have a photo ID, it's protecting the integrity of your vote. It's protecting families who don't want their deceased loved ones voting for the wrong guy. And it's just a general check and balance in the process that needs to be there.
Well, it's more for just the protection of the actual voter and the person that's casting the vote. But again, like you're saying, the integrity of the vote and the whole process behind that. Now, you can't buy a gun without an extensive background check. Now, how are you supposed to walk in and have a background check executed on yourself if you don't have an ID? I mean, it's a constitutional right to bear arms. It's a constitutional right to vote. So are not all constitutional rights created equal? How can we selectively implement, well, you got to have an ID for this, but oh man, you're going to die and go to hell if you have to have a voter ID.
And some great concerns were raised about how do I get the ID? At first, there was going to be a nominal charge for them. Now they're free.
Yeah.
So I think the state did a good job, and that's a good use of public funds.
Right.
To just go ahead and get those folks who need a state ID. I can see that happening with a lot of elderly people. Mm. We take their license away from them, their family does, and sell the car. And now how are they going to get, they don't have any, their license has expired. So how are they going to get to the DPS office and get their, voter ID? So I think Kenny's actually onto something, having a rally to shed some light on this. And I'll tell you right now, the Lubbock County Republican Party is happy to give a ride to anyone, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, 797-3197. And we will get you to the DPS office. We'll wait with you, give you some company, and maybe even go get a hot dog when we're done. But we'll be happy to get you there and get you your photo ID.
I think both sides want fairness in the issue.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I really and truly, I mean, Democrat or Republican, and the ID thing is not a huge, I mean, it is a huge issue if everybody has access to get one. I think that's the whole thing behind the voter ID.
Well, I know this isn't that type of show, but I am going to question, I've never seen people fight so hard not to have this check and balance in the system. It makes me wonder, do the Democrats want to cheat?
Wait a minute. Is Tepper segregating? No. Are you segregating us?
I am absolutely segregating. There's a difference between
belief systems.
Are you
segregating the show,
here.
Though? You said this ain't that kind of show.
Well, you guys are
usually...
What kind
of operation you think we got going on here?
You're not real combative, usually, and I appreciate that on a certain level. But I will tell you, I do have some questions about... I've never seen people fight so hard to keep any kind of check and balance in the system, and I have to wonder why.
Yeah. Good morning. It's 8:15. Collins Mack and Carl Tepper will be back. Day 21 with Collins Mack. Carl Tepper is in the House, Lubbock County Republican Chair for the Republican Party. We're talking about voter ID and just exactly what is applicable. I really feel like, Carl, the application of the voter ID card is awesome because, like I said, it maintains or provides an accountability. And it's not so much about putting a card in somebody's hands that proponents of the voter ID laws are worried about. I think I'm more concerned about the actual database of voters and updating this. Case in point, my son has lived in and around Shreveport, Louisiana, since late 2007, fall of 2007. Graduated college, has a Louisiana driver's license, works in Louisiana, filed two income tax returns in Louisiana, and just this last week, Friday, we got a jury notice for him, and we called and said, hey, you got jury summons. He's mm-hmm. like, well, open it up. Mm-hmm. Find out what it, we didn't open his mail because that's illegal. So he said, open it up and tell me, well, perfect example right there. You know where they get those things from? They get those off of, don't they get those from the voter?
I think they still do. They still get them off the voter roll.
Yeah, is it? Because my son just got one the other day, too.
And we were talking with Dorothy Kennedy. Mm-hmm. She's the Lubbock County Election Supervisor. And this is what we're talking about. This is what I'm concerned about because somebody could take my son's voter ID, if he's a registered voter, there's no mechanism to systematically update the rolls. And that's what.
And why is that?
Yeah, Florida tried to purge their rolls and Laura, the Democrats fought that too.
You thought people had just diarrhea.
They will not let them purge the rolls. And I think it's, you know, because I'm sorry, people want to cheat and we're tired of it. And those rolls need to be purged. And, if you want to vote, get your voter ID, get a photo ID, your military ID, your driver's license, your CHL card. No, you can't use student ID because it doesn't prove you're a citizen. We have a lot of international students and things like that. I'm tired of hearing all these crazy little talking points the Democrats keep bringing up that they know are not true. They're being disingenuous. Just go get your driver's license if you can't get one, or if you know an elderly person who doesn't have their car anymore and their driver's license, please let us know. We beg you, we will take them to the DPS office. We'll be real careful and we'll make sure they get their
It doesn't have to be a driver's license, an ID.
There's a free state ID. I can't imagine they're having a rally for this, although I think voting rights is an important thing, but I think they're putting themselves in a weird position here. But there is a free state ID now that the DPS office will give you so that you can vote. So this is not a whining community. Stop whining. Go and get your ID and you can vote. It'll be great.
I just think, I don't know. I think differently than you do. I'm not far left. I'm not far right. I just think everybody should want fairness on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not just Democrats that do the cheating. I'm sure there are other cheaters as well.
I'm sure there might be. So let's go ahead. Why is the Republican Party the ones pushing this one-sided so hard when it's so obvious it's needed?
It just needs to be fair.
Yeah.
And if you need ID, photo ID, then we just need to make sure that it's accessible to everyone and no one is discriminated against based on,
you know, anything. I've got a great idea.
Except for death.
Instead of spending all this money and trying to spend everything and hold all these, you know, big expensive rallies and campaigns and movements, and basically they're fueled by lobbies, and they really are, why don't we sit there and create a system to where we can actually provide awareness, advance awareness, and start doing this right now or the day after the election? And why doesn't, instead of spending and capturing all the media's momentum and saying, well, you know, voters' rights sucks because, you know, they're keeping people from voting and they are deliberately trying to exclude a segment of the population that's very valuable to America. Well, every segment of population is valuable to America, but why don't we sit there and say, okay, we're going to figure out a way. Why don't we figure out a way to get people, get the voter registrations and voter IDs into the hands of the people that are in the outlying areas? And you know what?
Right.
It's very simple. If you just systematically do it and sit there and quit debating on how we're going to do it and, well, you know, I think we ought to do this. Pick the most inexpensive way to do it. Make a hit list of all the people. Okay. And then go out there. And you know what? Here's the thing. We're fixing to go through and identify all these people with the Immigration Act and all this. I mean, it goes hand in hand. It's like food stamps. Problem solved. Here's what I think you should do. You should have a photo ID on your SNAP card, you know, or whatnot. Put your thumbprint on there. I mean, you go to a bank, cash check. It's not your bank. What do? Take your thumbprint. You know, you go to the store.
Well, we have, even if you show up to the poll, I believe this is correct. Even if you show up to the poll and you don't have your photo ID, you just fill out a provisional ballot. And then there's a little signature committee that goes through it at the end of the election. So you're still going to be able to vote.
But if a DPS office is not available in every town, then what do people do?
And that's been a concern. There's about 70 counties without a DPS office. And, of course, we're living around a lot of them because we have so many of those frontier counties, Crosby and Dickens. And so what's going on is the tax assessor collectors, actually led by Ronnie Keister, a local Lubbock County tax assessor collector, in this last legislative session, were pushing to get the driver's license offices in the tax assessor collector's office or somewhere in the county rather than the DPS offices. Mm-hmm. And I need to find out where that is, actually, Laura. I'm not sure. But this way, those counties without the DPS office can just go to local tax assessor collector. So that is a legitimate concern.
That sounds like a reasonable solution.
Yeah,
right?
we're gonna have to go through the rest of the summer to see how they're gonna figure that out. But I'm here to tell you right now, Lubbock County Republican Party. Look, we drive out here in West Texas anyway. We'll go get you out in Dickens too if we have to.
I don't understand the mentality, because with all the information that is out there with the internet and you know, all of the technology that we have, it's all about identification and tracking and who's doing what and who's who and who's whose friend. You know, how can you survive without an, I just don't understand how people survive without an ID. I couldn't go half the places that I go if I
didn't
have one.
I have to say, it seems like people without an ID probably are not voters anyway, or probably trying to stay under the radar to avoid that jury duty, perhaps. Who knows?
Maybe.
But so I find the whole issue and the I'm not sure this is why I would have, you know, my counterpart needs to keep his party motivated. So and he's doing a good job at it. This is the way to do it. Have a rally, and rallies are great. Fight the man. I'm not sure I would have picked this issue. But because every survey shows, even Democrats are overwhelmingly for a photo ID system.
Yeah. Hey, so. Kenny Kettner is the Democratic chair, and he's having the rally down there concerned with the voter ID laws and voter ID cards. It's going to be on Avenue K between 9th and 10th Street.
As citizens, we just need to make sure that we're doing it in a fair way for citizens. I mean, it's their American citizens.
Carl Tepper, thanks for coming
in. Thanks, guys.
Republican Party chair, thanks for being here.